Give Me Today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Give me today. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new start. Every day is a new direction for wonderful ideas. We're an aficionado of Apple and have enjoyed Apple for many years and will for many years to come, I'm sure. Apple has had its ups and downs and has had its new aspects to it and old aspects to it. And the world is filled with other people who are equally exciting and equally interesting and equally filled with new ideas that will bring to the marketplace new concepts. And each new concept that they bring to the marketplace, they cause everybody to look up and say, oh, okay, that's another point of view. Oh, okay, I'm ready for that. Oh, okay, let's go. And on they go with their parade of new ideas, their parade of new realization of what they want to accomplish. Now, everybody is in that same mode. Give me today, they say. Give me today and watch my dust. Watch the wonderful ideas that I have. China is coming out and India is coming out with smartphones and with all sorts of products that the people want today, that Apple has whet the appetite for in many areas. And they're bringing to their product all of the different ideas, all of the different concepts that Apple is doing. And everybody is coming up with new ideas. Oh, they fight between themselves as to who thought of it first and who copyrighted it first or who has the right to it. And every one of them has the right to it to a certain degree. And while it's true that everybody's coming up with something interesting and something vital, those companies that come up with something new, something outstanding, something exciting indeed, they're the companies that are going to lead. And they're the companies that are going to have their market be quite exceptional. Now, we cannot all hang on to being IBM. We can't all not hang on to being Apple and hang on to being all of these various companies that are doing so well. Because each one is going to have its heyday, its day of reckoning, where it comes forth with something outstanding. But each one is also going to come forth with some exaggeration that's going to cause all of the companies to try to do their best, who say, give me today and I will show you the way. Our lives are like these wonderful companies that are going out and exciting the world about what's going on. Our lives are just like them. Our lives are filled with concepts and ideas and dreams and goals. And unless we constantly stay active with these ideas, dreams, and goals, and unless we constantly stay active with the realization that there are ideas that we can bring forth so beautiful, so wonderful, and so fantastic, that nothing can stop us. Now, for the moment, we are sort of all tied to the mechanics of things. We're all tied to an object. We're all tied to a thing that makes us happy or sad, or a thing that makes us rich or poor. And the day will come when all of this thing and object stuff will cease to be of much importance. And you say, how soon? Well, very soon, if it goes on the way things are going on. Now, what's going to happen? What's going to happen as these things go on? What's going to happen as these things go into our world? What's going to take place? How are they going to take place? How are we going to be part of it? How can we be part of it? Well, we have a mind and we have a body, and this mind is ready to do wonderful, noteworthy things. The mind is what all these great companies are using, you can be sure. The mind is what brings forth in all of the great companies the projects, the ideals that they have. But you can do that too. You don't have to wait for great companies to do that. You don't have to wait for Apple to come out with this specialized idea and with this idea of being just a little more beautiful, a little more. Apple's beauty is not in its content. That's great too. But it's in its feeling when you touch it. When you touch an apple, you feel fantastic. Oh, Samsung and Nokia and many of the others have that wonderful feeling too, to a degree, but not to the degree that Apple has. Apple has a sensitivity built into it. And the sensitivity that is built into Apple is quite fantastic. It's quite marvelous. The sensitivity built into Apple is the feeling, the attitude, the consciousness, you might say. And that feeling, attitude, and consciousness is in you and in me. That is in us. Now, give me today and let me show who I am today. Let me show what my dreams are today, what my goals are today, what my ideals are today. This is what each of us say as we look at the world that we live in. This is what each of us do with now. There is only the now that we live in. And the now that we live in does not depend on how old we are, how young we are. The entrepreneurs are becoming younger and younger as they are having funds made available for their genius ideas. And they're coming forth with these genius ideas that know no limitation. They, youngsters, have one goal, and that's the goal of the thought that's in their mind right now, and how can they run that to the max. And so they take that thought today, and they give it all of their attention. They give it all of their dreams and all of their goals and all of their ideals. They're not worried about making money off of it or not making money off of it. They're not worried about having it and be in competition with anything else. They're just thinking, dreaming their dream and bringing their dream in force today. They say, give me today. That's all they want. Give me the now. And they dream their dreams, and they go into their visions of whatever it is that imagination has brought forth in their consciousness. And this is taking place in you and me, too. This is taking place in us, in everything we do. Are we excited about growing older? Are we excited about staying younger? Are we excited about all the things that make life exciting and beautiful? Or are we excited about things that are impossible? Things that never can be. Well, an entrepreneur does not think in that way. People who are dreamers, people who are doers, people who are the great ones, the great minds and the great brains on the market today, are not those who do that. They are the ones who go into the impossible from the one some points of view and bring forth their dream. Yes. You look at how many billionaires are on the market today and what the ages of the billionaires are, and you'll find that most of them are quite young. Most of them are quite wonderful. Oh, yes, people have built up great fortunes in other industries, in business, in commerce, and how many have built up great fortunes by ideas? Well, there have been many, 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 you can be sure. But these people who have done that because they have chosen to find something that lets them reveal in their life who they are. They say, give me today. And that's all I want. And they may be 10 years old, they may be 15, they may be 18, they may be in their 20s, they may be in their 30s, they may be in their 40s. It doesn't make any difference. And they may be in their 50s and 60s and 80s and 90s and 100. Oh, yes, we're looking at a whole different earmark of how life is. The today for people is not limited to anything that has ever happened in the past. It's a new world. It's a new life. It's a new vision. It's a new dream. It's a new goal. And that's where we are. We are this new goal, this new dream, this new life, this new vision. And with this new direction to ourself, life becomes exciting and wonderful and filled with dreams and filled with fulfillment. Because right now, there's no such thing as it can't be done. There's no such thing as it won't work. There's no such thing as competition that is too outstanding and too strong that would destroy us. There's no such thing as that. There's only, give me today and watch my dust. Give me today and watch the ideas that I have as they flow forth. Yes, in our schools, we find quite a few people who are geniuses, quite a few people who are outstanding students, and we try to separate them from the rest of the students in the school. We try to separate them from the rest of the students in the school because we feel we want to give them the encouragement to be all that they can be. Well, that's not what we do. It's by the association with the other students in the school that make the students so beautiful and so brilliant, so wonderful. The challenge they have is to life as the average person experiences it. And they go beyond that. They go far beyond that. They say, give me today and watch this happen. One moment, just a moment. That's what we all tell each other. Just a moment, I'll be with you in a minute. I'll be with you in a moment. It'll all work out in a second. Just a few seconds. You see, we don't really think that we need more time. We don't really think that we need more understanding. We just say, I will take this moment and I will make of this moment a grand and glorious experience that everything works out divine order right now. All is in divine order. That's what these geniuses say. That's what you say. And that's what I say. All is in divine order now. We live regardless of anything, and we live beautifully, and we live now. Can you do that? Can I do that? Can I know that? Yes, I can. Am I going to do that? Yes, I am. And am I doing that right now in every area of my life? Yes, I do. Do you? Yes, you do. Do you have a genius in your family? And is that you? Do you have a magical person in your family who is dreaming dreams and doing all sorts of wonderful things? Well, open your eyes. Take a look around. See what this magical person is doing in your world and how in your world great things are happening. Take a look. Take a look and see what's going on in your world. Just take a look and see what's going on in your life. And be amazed and be delighted and know that as you just take today, as you just give yourself today, as you just give me today, it's a day of magic and it's a day now.